North Carolinians have taken more than 3 million COVID-19 tests during the pandemic. Almost all, 97% of the positives, came through a molecular test called a polymer chain reaction, or PCR. And while the test is highly regarded as accurate when it comes to positive or negative, some in the scientific world say it provides an incomplete picture.
We have found RNA shedding in evidence for 78 days.
Dr. Carl Hennigan with University of Oxford argues the black and white nature of the test is leading to an inflated number of cases.
When you're picking up asymptomatic people, you have no idea if they have active infection or did they have it 2 months ago.
Labs test for coronavirus by cycling samples to amplify the virus. Each cycle increases the virus in the sample. At the North Carolina State Lab, they'll cycle a sample up to 37 times before deciding whether it's positive or negative. At LabCorp, the main private tester in our state, the cycle threshold is even higher at 38.
And the more times you do that, the less virus you start out with.
WRAL Investigates went through the specs of dozens of PCR tests. The cycle thresholds range from as low as 35 to as high as 40, depending on the maker.
The higher that threshold goes, then the dimmer, if you will, the signal is, or translated to virus, the lower amount of virus is present.
Dr. Thomas Denny heads up Duke University's COVID testing program. He says the higher thresholds of tests do raise questions.
That would be a very low signal, low-level signal.
The testing labs simply report positive or negative to the state.
These tests were not designed specifically to identify how much virus is there, but just whether it's there or not.
That state lab director, Dr. Scott Schoen, who doesn't buy the cycle threshold debate.
Trying to add additional layers of analysis onto a test that wasn't designed for that purpose can be dangerous.
However, Denny thinks healthcare providers use the cycle threshold results as just one diagnostic tool, along with the patient's condition and known contacts.
I happen to think knowing that is useful information, especially in the early days of a disease that we are right now.
As we learn more about the virus, Denny believes it's better to have testing that's too sensitive. However, Hennigan argues cycle thresholds in the high 30s lead to inflated case numbers, unnecessary quarantines and economic impacts.
Now you can put in a threshold level which says you are infectious, which is about 1 million copies per mil in a sample, which is a cycle threshold of about 25.